He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans got their first road win in over a year, winning 16-6 at Cleveland. This win was all about defense. The Texans got a season-high 5 takeaways, including 3 interceptions. And defensive end Mario Williams looked like a beast, throwing Jamal Lewis to the ground like a ragdoll. But before we get to that, make sure your Texans are well represented at the 2009 Pro Bowl. You can vote for players like Andre Johnson, Mario Williams, and D'Amico Ryans on NFL.com. The deadline is December 9th, so get your vote in soon.
I 72. I 72.
Coach Gary Kubiak told his defense on Sunday he wanted them to be aggressive, and that's what he got. For the first time this season, the linebackers were blitzing and the corners were making plays all over the place.
Well, what we did is we said, you know what, hey, you know, I think I kind of said this earlier, we've been making mistakes, but we've been lacking some aggression through mistakes. And what we needed to do, regardless of making them, we needed to be aggressive and make plays. So we stayed aggressive defensively. We went after them. We're going to look at our share of mistakes along the way, but we're going to see a great deal of plays. And you get 5 turnovers in a game, you know, you're going to find a way to win, even if you're struggling on offense in the second half.
Anthony Weaver, Fred Bennett, and Jock Reeves each had interceptions. Xavier Adibi and D'Amico Ryans each recorded fumble recoveries. And D coordinator Richard Smith had the defense pressuring quarterback Brady Quinn all day.
I can't give you a count, Rich, but we had a lot of pressures that we called. We went after them on some 3rd and 10s. We went after them on 4th and 10 and gave up a slant route for a big first down there in the fourth quarter. But we preached aggression to our players, what we tried to do is let them know that if we are wrong and we give one up, hey, come on back, make the next one. We're not going to let that play get us down, and I think it kind of showed today.
As for the offense, wideout Kevin Walters scored the lone touchdown of the game on a 17-yard pass from Sage Rosenfels. And Andre Johnson reached 1,000 receiving yards this season, racking up 116 for the day.
It's a great accomplishment. Everyone wants to go over 1,000 yards and, you know, get all the yards and all the catches, but I just want to win. And me getting 1,000 yards helped my team win, you know, then so be it. If not, me getting 500 yards helped them win, you know, I'll take the 500. But I think it's a great accomplishment and just out there having fun.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. Yeah.